Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity.
Amongst those star races were star races that were very high frequency, and they were star races that had experienced a lot more hardships and survivals, the reptilians and things like that. And as is everything in the quantum, there is a bit of everything. So some star races that were of lower frequency, they started seeing Earth and all of the, like the soil, like all the minerals as very useful. They started, you know, like basically desacralizing the Earth by overusing resources. They could also see that a lot of humans were really easy to manipulate because they were really like and gentle and simple, you know, like they were not highly conscious evolved being as do star races were. So they started using humans more and more to like to do things for them, to manipulate them. And then humans, because a lot of humans had, you know, through the process of evolution and all of this, like, it's like this, we forget the truth of our divinity. And a lot more humans, they started basically giving up their free will to follow leaders and basically do as they were told. So instead of checking in with sovereign soul alignments, they would follow and say, oh, okay, so this is what now I need to believe into. This is these beings, they can do all of these things. They must be gods. And if they must be gods and I cannot do these things, it means that they're better than me. So we put on a pedestal, hierarchies created, and the structures basically that have gone awry all the way to this day were starting to be in place. Here is the thing. It took a very long time for the balance to tilt. For a very long time, there was just a little bit of low frequency, but more and more identification in physicality became present. And so a lot more and more and more of the souls and the human present in physicality started to give away their free will, started to forget their sovereignty, to follow orders, to follow belief system, and would also be enslaved by doing like manual labor or like labors of, you know, like giving their body, you know, for whoever God wanted their body and things like that. And so what happened is that there was a tilting point that was fast coming. And with many star races, also advanced star races, as well as star races that we qualify as not good, also Lord of Darkness, as I call him, as ambassadors of certain frequencies. So we had ambassadors of a multitude of frequencies present on Earth, basically gathering in council. And this council sat there for a very long time. And within this council, they were co-creating with God, and they were witnessing, okay, so like we can see that Earth and more of the humans present on Earth and more of the star people that came and that now identify as human on Earth, they are really choosing to go more and more into identification with the physical. They have gone through this path. And so therefore, they move into the dimension of dropping in frequency of duality. They are not in the higher frequency any longer. There is a drop into middle realm. And when the drop of the middle realm happened, that's when the fifth dimension was present on planet Earth, coming from higher dimension, dropped into fifth dimension. When fifth dimension happened, that was the tilting point because duality is more exacerbated. And at that time, humanity could have gone back into higher realm, but instead humanity tilted into the lower realm because there was a tilting, like a shifting point, you know? The tilting point had happened. So this council saw it happening. It knew what was happened. So what was decided was that humanity, we can see like the timelines of humanity now. What's happening on planet Earth is gonna go really down. It's gonna go down very far, very fast, and very deep. But humanity, as with everything, every civilization, like humanity is going to rise. humanity is going to freaking rise, guys. And because the High Council present, and of course God knew, like, this is part of the movement of life, this is a pathway of evolution, humanity is going to rise. Humanity will need certain keys, will need certain beings present, coming into physicality, that are going to share unique codexes of light, that are going to be able to channel their soul with precision, channel the High Council with precision. There are going to be beings that will need to have certain codes within themselves so they can understand the suffering of humanity, because they would have walked with humanity all the time along the way as equals. So these highly coded beings, these angels, would need to come and forget about their angelic nature, to really feel the pain, to one day rise and say to humanity, I know your pain. I walk with you. I'm beside you. We are in this together. But you know what? I can also receive higher guidance.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.